Dr. Samuel said many countries are bearing the burden of the increased rate of breast cancer. He said the idea behind breast cancer awareness is to provide education about breast cancer and what they can do to receive early diagnosis.
What has happened in the recent years is that a number of cancers have been allocated a month where, you know, information is given about these particular cancers, and October happens to be the breast cancer month. The reason why is that breast cancer is the commonest cancer affecting females. And in fact, according to the WHO, it is now the most common cancer diagnosed in the world. It's the most common cause of death for women in the world. And, you know, the global burden in mortality is such that our countries, low middle-income countries, are now seeing, are bearing the burden of the increased rate of breast cancer. So the whole idea of this month is to make people aware of what it is and what they can do to be diagnosed early, because the earlier you diagnose any cancer, obviously, the better the treatment. Better outcome of their treatment.
Dr. Samuel said women of a younger age are now being diagnosed with breast cancer in comparison to previous years.
You're looking at a disease which is potentially fatal, and what is happening now is women of a younger age are now dying from breast cancer. And I was recently involved in assisting a lady in her 30s who unfortunately passed away from breast cancer. It's not uncommon. My practice here, this year alone, I've diagnosed at least four or five women in their 30s with breast cancer, which is, you know, certainly when I trained 25, 30 years ago, most breast cancer was in women over 50. Now we are seeing women in their 40s and 30s getting breast cancer and dying from it.
Dr. Samuel said there are a number of aspects which determine who is at risk of developing breast cancer.
All women are at risk. That is true, that the risk increases under certain conditions. Age is the first thing. So a woman over 50 has an slowly increasing risk of developing breast cancer, for one. Secondly, another risk factor is if there's any associated breast cancer in the family from a first generation person, like mother, sister, aunt, that increases your risk. And what we have seen is that lifestyle issues have also increased a woman's risk. Now, what I don't want people to take away is that risk is not a causation. In other words, because you have a risk factor doesn't mean that you will get it. Just means that percentage-wise, you are at a higher chance of getting it, but it's not a causation. So we know, for instance, women who don't have children at all are at a higher risk.
Vincentian surgeon, Dr. Malcolm Samuel. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.